cameras, Tuesday the 23rd of June, by Eli Pick, knowing the reasons.
Says the Yalkut on this week's parsha, Omar Shlomo, Shlomo Melech said, Al kol haTorah kulo amadati. I managed to go through the whole Torah and understand it. Val parsha zu shel Poro, but on this week's parsha of Poro Aduma, the red cow, kiven shayisi magia bo, when I got to it, by yisi dorish bo, I darshened on it, choke bo, and I delved into it, and I probed into it, the shoabo, and I asked questions about it. I didn't get anywhere. Almighty, et kom over here, chokom imeni. I just can't understand Poro Aduma, something which is ashes of a cow, which is Matai, the Tameim and Matami, the Taharim. There's too many paradoxes in it. I just can't work it out. So said Shlomo HaMelech. All right, that's not a reason not to keep the mitzvah. When we were at Har Sinai, we said Nasim and Ishma. We will do the Torah, and then maybe afterwards we will understand what it says. If you try and understand it first, and say, Nishma Benaseh, you can spend your whole lifetime working it all out before you start keeping it. So first you keep the Torah, and afterwards you understand it. And apart from that, we've got the Gezeras HaMelech. Hashem tells us to do a mitzvah, so we do it. We put our trust in Him, we put our faith in Him, so why do we have to know the reasons? On the other hand, if we know the reasons for what the Torah tells us, surely it will lead us to a greater hislavus, a greater enthusiasm, by knowing what the Torah is telling us and why, surely that will make us, give us a greater devekus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a greater closeness to Hashem. So what is the correct way forward? Do we say that we should delve into the reasons for the mitzvahs, all of the mitzvahs, including Poro Aduma? Or do we say, no, Azoi Shteit, that is what the Torah says, that is what we do, we don't ask questions. Certainly, when you delve into the reasons, you'll get this greater appreciation, you'll get a greater chokhmah. And what about chinuch? When your children ask you, Daddy, why do we do this? And you say, well, that's because it says so. You're not really going to inspire the child, are you? But if you give a reason, which is brought down in Chazal and so on, then you'll give the child a greater understanding and appreciation of what the Torah is saying. So surely that should be an integral part of chinuch. On the other hand, if you have the attitude and say, look, Hashem said so, so that's why we do it, that way you're not likely to make mistakes so much, because once you know the reasons, you might start darshaning the reasons. You might even say, it doesn't apply to me. And once you start this little debate in your mind, then that is where the Yetzer can come in easily and make you think that what you're rationalizing is not really rationalizing at all. And we've got Nasim and Ishma. So it's no good perhaps having the reasons, because a person might say, well, it doesn't really apply to me. So what is the merit of knowing the reasons or of not knowing the reasons? Which is the right mahalach? Says the Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila at the very end, it is befitting for a person to try and understand the reasons for the mitzvahs of the Torah, and according to his own attitude and intelligence, he should try and understand these inyonim. And as we know, when you go through the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, he's always trying to give reasons for things, especially in his Moreh Nevuchim, he gives reasons for the mitzvahs. And at the end of Temuro, he writes, Afal Pisha Kol Chukei HaTorah Gezeros Hei. Even though the Chukim of the Torah, which we translate as statutes, even though they are Gezeros without reasons being given, royally spoken by him, one should delve into them, one should try and understand them. V'chol Mash Ato Yochol Litei No Tam, and anything which you can give a reason for, Tein No Tam, give it a reason. L'hagdil Torah L'hadiro. So, is that the view of everybody, or is that just the view of the Rambam? Certainly, the Rambam uses the word ro'oi. It is befitting. He doesn't use the word chayav, that you have to. Indeed, most mitzvahs, the Rambam gives reasons to in Moreh Nevuchim. And there's a similar approach taken by Rav Sadia Gaon and the Ibn Ezra to enhance our spiritual welfare and understanding. So even though you might not understand what shatnez is by not mixing wool and linen, the Rambam will give reasons that this is the way of the idolatrous priests and so on and so forth. or there's the animal world and there's the vegetable world which you're combining. So they attempt to give reasons, but they're still hooking where the Torah doesn't give a reason at all. We can actually divide the mitzvahs into three different kinds. You've got Eidos, you've got Chukim, and you've got Mishpatim. Eidos, usually the Torah gives us a reason for. Eidos, for example, Tzitzis, Tfilin. Tzitzis l'man tzizkru. You have a reason. Tfilin, l'man tiyah Torah Hashem b'ficho. And that you remember Metzias Mitzrayim. Sukkah, l'man yedu derasechem, ki v'sukkah s'hashavti. So there the reason is given. So we don't have a problem with those. And within that category of Eidos, you've got Bris Mila, you've got Shofar, you've got Lulav, Shmita, Yovel, Shabbos. Shabbos, it says, Kisheshis Yomim, Oso Hashem Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz. You know why we keep Shabbos? Because Hashem rested on the seventh day. So we rest on the seventh day. And the Meiri writes in his Psicha to the Masechta, he says, what do we say in the davening about Shabbos? Toameho Chaim Zochu. Toameho, it's reasons we are Zochetu. We understand what Shabbos is all about. So that gives us a greater strength in it, being able to keep it. And indeed, the Bach writes in Simon Ches, in Arachayim, that where the Torah gives a reason for the mitzvah, you should have that reason in mind when you are performing that mitzvah. In order to be properly yotzer from that mitzvah, think of the reason. But then, apart from Eidos, you've got Mishpatim. Mishpatim are called the Seichel mitzvahs. You can understand that with human logic. You may not kill, you may not steal. That's Mishpatim. So we don't have a problem with Mishpatim. But Chukim the Torah doesn't give a reason for. Kilayim, Shatnas, Bosa Bechonov, piece of milk. We don't know why. And as we said, Pora Aduma. But although the Torah doesn't give the reason for Pora Aduma, the Sefer Yalkut Yitzchok gives 23 reasons to try and understand it. And the Chidor writes, in all from all his travels, that he came across 14 Sforim, which specialise just on giving the reasons for all the mitzvahs. And that's in addition to all the scattered perushim everywhere where the Mefarshim give other reasons for the mitzvahs, in addition to those Sforim as well. So do we have the right mahalach to try and find out the reason, or not to give the reason? Although the Rambam says ro'oi, and he doesn't say chayav, nevertheless, we do find a chayv, we do find a duty, from the Torah itself. If you look in Devarim Lamed Beis, it says, Ki lo davar reik hu bikem. The Torah should not look empty for you, in your eyes. And the Yerushalmi Peor Perek Aleph says, Lama, why? Lefi she'ein atem yegeim b'Torah. Because you're not delving properly, you're not probing properly in the Torah to understand it. That's why it looks like it's empty for you. But if you were to delve properly in the Torah, then it won't be an empty matter. And we know from the Mona Vuchim, certainly, that every mitzvah is good for you, says the Rambam from Devarim Vov, by Tzaveinu Hashem Lasis is Kol HaChukim O'Eile, Liyiros Hashem Elokeinu, L'tovlonu Kol HaYomim L'chayoseinu Kayom Hazeh. It's for our good. So even if we don't understand the reasons, we have to accept that what the Torah is saying is for our benefit. In addition, the Meiri writes in Bava Kamma, he says, "Va mitzvah muderes yoseh." The best way of keeping any mitzvah is kashiyotzeis mipi hayodea inyono. That when you are doing it, you are yotzer from it. When you understand its reason behind it, why you are doing it. So that clearly is a way forward to know that one should know what the reasons are for the mitzvahs. And it comes out in a number of psukim in Tehillim. David HaMelech, the most famous pasuk, "Tuv tam v'das lamdeini." I get benefit and joy from knowing what the reason is. Kiva mitzvah secha emonsi. And that way I get the emunah properly. That way I have a much stronger faith by knowing what the reasons are for the mitzvahs. However, there is another school of thought. And that is, some other Rishonim and others, the Sefer Kuzari, although he does give various reasons for some mitzvahs, he writes in his second Maimah, after giving some reasons, he says, Umi shekibla b'tzmimus. But somebody who accepts upon himself the Torah with tzmimus, belihis palpulus, without all the pilpul and the drei and the belihis chakmius, and without all the chokhmah, ma'alohi minha mischachim v'achoke. That is the greatest level of all. That is the greatest madrega. Okay, it's nice to know the reasons, but the reason why you're doing it is because Hashem said so, and not because of the reasons. So although it's good to delve, he says, if you don't delve, you might then be taken in by Sheke, so you will delve. But that's not the reason why you're doing the mitzvah. And the problem is that when you do know the reasons, you might slip because of your drishus v'chakiras. Or as we say in the English proverb, curiosity killed the cat. So, we find this also in other places. There's an interesting Tor. The Tor is really writing halacha, and it's very rare for him to delve from just plain halacha. But he writes in Yeridei Kuf Pei Aleph, in the dinim about not using a razor, not cutting off the payas, he says that ein onu tzarichim nevakesh tam lemitzvos. We do not need any reasons for keeping the mitzvos. Ki mitzvos melechem aleinu, because they are the commandment of the king. Af im lo neidat hamon, even if we do not know the reason. And the Beis Yosef comments on this, because the Rambam, as we know, is always trying to find to give reasons. And the Rambam there on that particular mitzvah says, yes, this is the way of the Gentiles, or we don't want to copy the Gentiles. Says the Beis Yosef, Chaslei la Rambam minus misbehochi. He criticizes in very strong words the Rambam. He says, Chaslei la Rambam, how can the Rambam say such a thing? It's not for us to start saying, well, it's because the non-Jewish priests are doing it, therefore we don't do it. The Torah says, don't use a razor, so we don't use a razor. Because otherwise, when the non-Jewish priests stop using it, then you might start saying, oh, in that case, I can use it. So you have to be careful of the human logic, and you have to stick to the Gezeiras HaMelech. And even if you know the reason, is it really going to help you? Because you might know the reason for the main mitzvah, but do you know the reasons for all the small details of the mitzvah? So we know what the reason is for tefillin. L'man tia teras Hashem b'ficho, kiviyot chazoko, siyach Hashem b'mitzrayim. Yeah, fine. So you know the reason, but do you know why the tefillin has to be square? Do you know why it has to be black? Or they're the details of the hidden parshias? And the same by tzitzis. You know what the reason is for tzitzis, but do you know why we have to have 8 threads? There are the 4 corners, there are the knots. So you don't really know the integral reasons for all the details of the mitzvahs. You still have to accept it as it is. So the Netziv writes in Shmos Chaf, he says, he looks at Kibbud Avaim, which is a very logical reason, logical mitzvah, the most logical mitzvah you can think of. You show gratitude to your parents. And he talks about Mechias Amolek and 1 or 2 others, where you might feel achzorius, you might not want to understand or keep such a mitzvah. So he says there's no difference between the two. Ushneim eino elo chukim ugezeros minose natero. They are both chukim and taros from Hashem Yisparach. The Maharal writes a similar idea in Tiferes Yisroel and Simon Ches. He says, Velochei, and therefore, ein lishol al tam ha-mitzvahs. You don't ask about the reasons for the mitzvahs. Giderech goz Hashem Yisparach, nefi chochmosa. Hashem made the gezeros, as oi state, so you keep it. Rambam does try to give reasons why certain foods are not allowed. Reasons of kashrus. He wants to say it's for health reasons. And he's severely criticized by the Ababanel and others saying, is the Torah a health manual? Is it a medicine book? Of course it isn't. And we don't understand what the reasons are why, for example, we can't mix basar v'cholom. So the Rashi actually writes something very interesting in the end of Parshas Kadosh in Vayikra Chof, where it says, V'avdil eschem min ha'amim, Hashem says, I will separate you from the peoples. And how do we know, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one should not say, I feel it's repugnant not to eat chazer. I don't want to wear kilayim. On the contrary, a person should say, I'm able to eat pork, I'm able to wear kilayim. Uma'a eset, bovi shabash shemayim gozalai. But what can I do? Hashem told me not to, so I don't. Says Rashi, Perish minu aveira or makabel alov al machas shemaim. One just says no. As I state, I am not doing this aveira, and I accept on myself al machas shemaim. There are different perushim about Yosef HaTzadik when he was trying to resist temptation, but he gives a long, winding sentence. How can I do this terrible thing? That some mafreshim criticize Yosef HaTzadik. He should have said as I state. I'm not going into any explanations and debates and reasons. There's no necessity for it. That is what the halacha is. That is what I have to keep to. So we see this malach in a number of mafroshim. And the reason why we do it, says the Rosh boys, is Hashem's will. And there's a perish on Mor Nevuchim called the Shem Tov. He says, do you ask if silver and gold are good or bad? You know from your own instincts and knowledge about life that these are good things. So you don't ask. And a child doesn't ask about how the bread is made before he eats it, the ploughing and the sowing and the reaping and the grinding and the sifting and and the kneading and the baking. The child doesn't understand everything, but the child eats the bread, and in the same way we should be keeping the mitzvahs. Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Daf Chaf Aleph, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, B'pneimah lo niskalu talmei haTorah. Why is it that the Torah did not give its reasons? Shnei nikros niskalu talmon, there are a couple of psukim where the Torah did give the reason. Nichshal ben gadol la'olam. But who slipped? One of the greatest people of the world, Shlomo HaMelech. It says, Lo yarbe lo noshim, you may not have many wives. Velo yaseh slavovo, in order that his heart should not turn astray. That's a din for a king, not for us. One wife is enough. But the king is told, you may not have many wives. Excuse me. It also says the king may not have many horses. It's not good for him. And he said, oh, this doesn't really apply to me. I won't turn away. I won't turn astray. It can't happen to me. I can handle it. And what do we say in Lachim Aleph? Noshov hitu es lavovo. His wives turned his heart astray. So in the end, he did risk. So there is a problem. You know what the reason is, and you start darshaning, and you think you're an oibachuchum. And Shlomo HaMelech, who was a very clever man, said, this problem will not happen to me. And it did happen to him. And we find this also with Dilim Darabono. Chazal had a reason why they made their gezeiros. And for every reason they gave us, there are another seven which they didn't give us. But we know from Hilchas Shabbos, there's a din called Shema Yaseh Es Haner. You may not sit next to an oil lamp. Well, these antique oil lamps, which have wicks hanging over the edge from the oil, you may not sit next to them on Shabbos if you've got no other source of light. Why? Because you might forget yourself, and you will pull the wick to make a bigger flame. Because as the oil goes down, the flame gets smaller, you find it's hard to read. So in the middle of your concentration of reading, you will forget that it's Shabbos, and that you might forget yourself, and you'll pull the wick, and you'll commit a issur melacha d'oraisa. So Chazal said, don't sit near such an oil lamp. Electricity's not a problem, because you're not likely to, although you might ask a question about dimmer switches, but that's another story. Rabbi Shmuel said in Gemara Shabbos Yud Beis, I'm going to read next to the oil lamp. It won't affect me. I will not forget myself. And then it says, in the Bavli it says, he forgot himself and almost pulled the wick. But if you look in the Gemara Yerushalmi, it says he actually did pull the wick. And he says, L'chsheyivne beis hamikdosh ovi chatos, I will have to bring a korban chatos when the beis hamikdosh is rebuilt. There he was, full of confidence, but nevertheless, he slipped. So the Rambam, although the Rambam is all forgiving reasons, he says at the end of Sefer Mitzvahs that there is a risk. If people know all the reasons, yeah, fine, it might give you enthusiasm, but we are weaker than Shlomo HaMelech was. But nevertheless, he says, "Bekudei Hashem Yesharim Masam Chelev." If you can understand the mitzvahs and why you're doing them, it should give you simcha and it should give you a positive interaction with yourself, spiritually and with the world. But says the Chinuch, he says in Hilchas Treifas, to avoid the michshol, that is why often we are not given the reasons. Otherwise we might slip. Besides, a person who goes off the derech, does he really care about the reasons? Are there people who keep the mitzvahs of tzitzis and tefillin diligently because the reasons are given, and they don't keep mosav v'cholov because there's no reason given? Usually people take it as a package. We find this in the Haggadah with the four sons. Look at the Chochom. Chochom doesn't ask what the reasons are. He wants to know what the dinim are. He wants to know what he has to do. He wants to know what the gezer is of the melech. That is the way of the Chochom. But the Tom, Nebuch, doesn't know so much, and he's simple. He says, Mazos. So you give him a reason. Okay, because at Yod, they'll see an Hashem in Mitzrayim. Fine. So you give a reason to the Tom. So the Rosh, you don't give a reason. He's not interested. Even if you give him the reasons, he's still going off the derech. So there we see how you deal differently with the four different kinds of people. There's the famous story of Domo ben Nesino. It's very shaykh to this week's parsha. This was a non-Jewish man who would not wake up his father for the key for his jewellery shop, and he lost a lot of money over it. He wanted to honour his parents, and this was a Gentile man. And we learn from this story how important it is to honour one's parents. What was the reward that he got? The reward that he got for such a great mitzvah was he was given a parah adumah. So what is the connection between the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em and the mitzvah of Parah Adumah. So Rav Yisrael Brock in his Masas Bin Yomin says it's quite simple. He says we equate those two mitzvahs together, that the Av V'Em, the Kibud Av V'Em, is so logical, but we put it on an equal par with Parah Adumah, which to us is not logical, to show that they are both Gezeiras Melech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's another lesson which you can learn from it, and that is this. The non-Jew shows that he's willing to give up lots of money for his human logic, for Kibud Av V'Em. But when the Rabbonim came afterwards to buy from him the Parah Adumah, they were prepared to give up lots of money for his Parah Adumah, for something which is not logical. So the lesson which we learn from this story is, just like you will be spending lots of money on what appears logical to you, so you will also be spending lots of money for the Gezer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it does not seem so logical to you. But it's good to know the reasons. Says the Sefer HaChinuch at the end of Parshas Vayikra, he says, I'm giving lots of reasons for the mitzvahs. And the reason why I'm telling you the reasons is to be able to teach the children to appreciate the Torah. That is why I call my Sefer what I call it. That is why I call it Sefer HaChinuch. So that we can teach with it and give that appreciation over to our young generation. So you've got this balance to be struck. And Ibn Ezra writes in Yesod Moroh, he said you should keep everything without seeking the reasons. Otherwise you will go off the derech. And he talks about the child wanting the piece of bread without understanding how it's made. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, even if you don't find a reason, don't look down on the mitzvah. He talks about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. You think that the logic behind the mitzvah is empathy and sympathy for the mother bird, so you don't want to be cruel. But that is not the real reason for the mitzvah. The real reason for the mitzvah is because Hashem said so. Because if you bring things forward and you start saying this is cruel and that's not cruel, and you start, and then you might start questioning shechita. So that is the gezerah, that is the mitzvah, and we understand from Hashem, from our munah, that that is l'tov lanu kol hayomim. So coming back to this week's parsha, Reb Moshe Feinstein writes in Darash Moshe, it says zos chukas haTorah. The mitzvah of Parah Adumah is not described as zos chukas haPorah. You don't get zos chukas hakelim. It's zos chukas haTorah. What does that mean? Just like these are chukim, just like these you don't know the reason, so also all the mitzvahs of the Torah you should treat like chukim. You should treat them as though you don't know the reason. And says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, if you do the mitzvahs without a reason, it's as if you're keeping the whole Torah. And that's the pshat of zos chukas haTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know the reasons. It's quite natural. When he went up Har Sinai and Hashem was writing a Sefer Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was perplexed. He saw the tagim, the little lines on top of some of the letters, Shatner's guts. He saw these little lines on top and he wanted to know what they meant. He couldn't fathom it out. So what does it say? Gemara Menachos Chavtes, Hashem transposed him to the back of the classroom of Rabbi Akiva. He like put him in a time capsule and put him at the back of Rabbi Akiva's class, and there Rabbi Akiva was explaining to his class the Tagim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was amazed. And one of the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva, how do we know this? Answered Rabbi Akiva, this is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. We know it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And then of course he got transposed back. But it's interesting, you know, because if we just go off the subject a little bit, we've got the breakaway reform movement. Why do they call their school the Akiva School? They glorify Rabbi Akiva. Why do they do that? Because they claim, in their heresy, they say, if Rabbi Akiva knew more than Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe we know more than Rabbi Akiva. That is their abikosis. And that way they destroy every single mitzvah of the Torah because they say, oh, the reasons don't apply to us. They go for the reasons. What they conveniently miss out is that when they tell you this story about Rabbi Akiva and the Tagim, they conveniently miss out the bit at the end where the child asks, where do we know this from? it's Halacha the Moshe Nisinai. The Torah is min Hashemayim. And they reject that the Torah is min Hashemayim. So they go along their 40 ways without realizing that they're not keeping Yiddishkeit at all. You know, in these loudspeakers in the Reform synagogues, they have to announce where you can find the place in the Siddur. So on Shabbos morning, they use this loudspeaker. So it comes to Ein Kamocha, and they give the translation. Ein Kamocha means there is no God like you. So the announcement went, would members of the congregation please turn to page 149. Ein Kamocha, there is no God. Chas v'shalom. Rav Dessler, the Michtav Melio, says something very interesting about this whole concept of Parah Aduma and Shlomo HaMelech. He said, of course Shlomo HaMelech knew reasons. He was the greatest maskil of all time. He did really know what the reason was, but there was something he didn't have. And that is what he was referring to. He had it in his seichel, but he didn't have it in his lave. Because we are worshipping Hashem b'chol levavecho. And he didn't feel anything emotional about it. Every other mitzvah he felt emotion to bring about a dveikus, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what was missing was he didn't have that aspect of it. And that's what he was alluding to. And that is the reason why he strays on the subject of having many wives and having many horses. There is a connection between the two. It's not simply that he started rationalizing the whole thing. It's because he didn't have the lave. And because he didn't have the lave for that one mitzvah, he didn't have the correct emotion for other mitzvahs as well. And that is why he slipped. One has to have the feeling and the emotion and the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when one does a mitzvah. And that is the way one comes to do it properly. Another idea which Rav Dessler says, which is very relevant to us. He says, it's true that the Torah does give many reasons. And we've got the Mefarshim and the Sfarim, which give us the reasons for the mitzvahs. But he brings down from the Zohar that really, the true reasons for the mitzvahs, none of us know. Even where the Torah gives us reasons, there are other reasons which are much more hidden, which are much more spectacular. And the reason why the Torah does not tell us these reasons, because if we would know them, they would be so overwhelming and they would be so overpowering that we would no longer have any free will. There would be no more bechira, no more choice, because they would be so overpowering to us. And that is the real reason why the Torah doesn't tell us the true reasons. So, similar ideas written by Rav Chaim Volozhin and the Sadhu Gaon. And when we started speaking about Shabbos, and we say from the Meiri that Shabbos is Tohamel Chaim Zochu, that we know its reasons, the word Tam has another translation. Tam doesn't only mean reason, it also means taste. Tohamel Chaim Zochu, you get the geschmack, you get the feeling of the taste of Shabbos, not just from your kigel and from your children, but for keeping the mitzvahs of Shabbos. That is Tamel Chaim Zochu. But what is the problem about this word, tam, taste? When you taste the food, and you don't actually eat it, you're not getting its whole nourishment. You're not really getting the full feeling of satisfaction from it. So what do? When we're keeping Shabbos and we're keeping the other mitzvahs, we get that shtickle tam, we get the geschmack, but we don't really know the real reasons for what we're doing. That is why we have to keep to the Gezeres HaMelech. And this is an important idea in Emunah, because you might say, well, I don't understand what the reasons are. So nevertheless, you have got mitzvahs where you do have the reasons. So it's like a book on a table, which is hanging over the side. Half or just over half of the book has a firm base. So you've got the reasons given to you. So you can say, well, although I don't know the reasons for the other mitzvahs, nevertheless, it is held up by those reasons which I do know. So the whole book manages to sit on the table without falling down. But the true emunah, the really true emunah a person should have, is when it is as if the whole book is really on the table. That really, because we are keeping with Dveikus all the mitzvahs of Hashem without knowing the reasons, the whole book stands on the table without any part of it hanging over the edge. Thank you very much.